Both Jews and Gentiles were without Christ before he came. What is the commonwealth of Israel? The promise of the Messiah? The land of Canaan? The law? What are the covenants of promise? The Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, and the Davidic covenant. So exactly what were the Gentiles missing as only one thread of Abraham's descendants brought forth the Messiah? Canaan is not a very big part of the earth. And the law was helpful, but burdensome. What hope did the children of Israel have that Gentiles didn't? The children of Israel did not have the Holy Spirit. Different individuals had experiences with the Holy Spirit, but he was not an abiding presence in them. My point is that Paul saw being a Jew as somehow or other more blessed than being a Gentile, despite the fact that there is no concrete historical evidence to support that feeling. The grandeur of Egypt, the grandeur of Babylon, the grandeur of Persia, the grandeur of Greece, the grandeur of Rome. The Jewish fixation on being chosen, which is the perspective from which Paul is speaking, is a problem for them as it is still holding them back from receiving Christ, who revealed that God loves the world, not just Jews. As believers, we know that those who choose Christ are chosen by him.